Hi, everybody. This is Alan Fine. I'm here with Betty Eachin, who is the director, market development for the Kenya Tourism Board. Kenya is the real deal. That's what we're going to talk about because that's their marketing slogan. And it's a year-round place to send clients. We're going to tell you more here on Insider Travel Report. Betty, what do you want to talk about? Let's talk about why Kenya is a year-round destination.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Alan. Kenya is a year-round destination because Kenya has so much to offer. A lot of people know Kenya for beach and safari, but what people don't know is that Kenya has several experiences that range from adventure to culture to sports to urban experiences as well, which is why we are, as a tourism board, are intentionally promoting Nairobi as a destination and not as a transit point, because we want people to spend more time in the city, experience nightlife, experience restaurants, shopping, and just the urban culture that Nairobi provides. So yes, Kenya is so much more. We have a lot to offer all year round the year.
Yes. So it's not just safari and the Big Five.
No, not at all. Not at all. Kenya, our product canvas ranges from nature and wildlife, adventure activities, sports, wellness, family activities, including cities. I talked about our county system of government. We now have 47 counties, and each county has something unique to offer visitors. So yes, Kenya is so much more.
So let's talk about the recovery. You're more than 80% back from COVID.
Yes, we are. We are above 80%, actually more in the 90s in terms of percentages. Most of our markets have recovered. The U.S. market has recovered, and it has maintained its number one position as Kenya's number one source market before and during after COVID, which is really impressive. The other our other regions, especially in Africa and Europe, including Asia, are also showing a lot of growth and improvement, and we are confident by the end of 2024 that all our key source markets will have recovered fully from the effects of COVID-19.
So who's visiting? Is it multi-gen? Is it the adventure? It's probably all the above, right? And what are the demographics?
That's really interesting. What we are seeing is that we are getting a lot of multi-generational families, grandparents traveling with grandkids and so on. We also have the millennials who are coming into the country for adventure and cultural experiences. We also have incentive groups. We have a lot of incentive groups coming in from regions such as Asia, India especially, and a bit of the African continent. We also have the solo travelers, independent travelers, and we are seeing that especially a trend which is rising from the U.S. market, especially women, solo women travelers, including couples, of course, coming to Kenya to celebrate their honeymoons or to get married in Kenya. And digital nomads, you know, now after COVID, a lot of people are working remotely, so many people are combining work with leisure, and we're seeing a big trend in that segment. So those are the main segments.
And how are they getting there?
Yes, from the U.S. market, a lot of people are coming into the Kenya using Kenya Airways, our national carrier that flies daily, New York, Nairobi, and now is actually flying 9 times a week, New York, Nairobi. And of course, we have other airlines that connect people into Nairobi and Kenya, but the largest carrier for us bringing in the numbers is Kenya Airways. Yes.
Can they also get there by ship?
Yes, we've actually seen a trend over the last 2 years where we're having more cruise ships docking at our port in Mombasa from various parts of the world. We've had several cruise ships from the US, from Europe. In fact, next week we are receiving one from France, which is docking with about 2,200 passengers on board. So this is really good for the destination. And we are intentionally marketing Kenya as well as a cruise a cruise destination, yes.
And the port at Mombasa has been refurbished, true?
Yes, there's still a lot of work going on, but yes, the government is very committed to refurbishing the port so that we can become an attractive cruise destination.
And then when the tourist comes and they're aware of certain international luxury chains, they're coming there, aren't they?
Yes, a lot of the tourists, especially those coming in through the port, participate in excursions around the Mombasa area. Some of them even fly to the Mara for day excursions and then come back for a day or two, or even the same day. So we are seeing a lot of traffic to other regions from cruise visitors coming in through the port.
And then they're staying. Is that what you're saying? Because the hotels, the question's about the hotels.
Yes, they're staying a night or two, because, you know, the schedule of the cruise ship is usually it docks at a port for a night or two, and then they move on to their next destination. So for us, it's really important that the passengers disembark and get to experience what Kenya as a destination has to offer.
Part of that year-round visiting is that you can come for all the events. You have golf, you have races. Let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, so we have a lot of activities taking place in the country throughout the year. And they include cultural festivals, which are hosted by the different counties. We have sports events. Next week, we have the World Rally Championships taking place in Kenya, in Naivasha. And this will be an exciting event that brings together international rally drivers all into the destination. Other than that, there are several global events taking place. Like, we have the yoga festival, the annual yoga festival that takes place every year in Lamu. And this is a must-do activity for all yogi lovers out there. Please put it on your calendar.
We also have the ladies open and the men's open golf.
Yes, we've just had the Magical Kenya Ladies Open, which was in February, and then the Magical Kenya Open, which was in March. So lots of sports activities, a lot of events taking place. And then in October, we have our signature event, which is the Magical Kenya Travel Expo, which is going to take place. And we will be making an announcement in the coming weeks on the dates and the venue. And this year, the show is going to be bigger and better than ever before. I encourage everyone who's selling Kenya to plan to be at the Magical Kenya Travel Expo this year.
Kenya is very concerned about sustainability, and a great honor is that the UN Environment Assembly will be hosted by Kenya.
Indeed, indeed. Kenya will be holding the UN Environmental Assembly, and this is just one among many others. We promote the destination as being a sustainable tourism destination, and we do this through ensuring that tourism not only benefits product owners and attraction owners, but local communities around these tourism experiences. And we also make sure that at the end of the day, that tourism does benefit the Kenyan economy. Last year, Kenya hosted the first African Climate Summit in Nairobi. Kenya was the first African country to host the summit. And there are several other sustainable conferences that are being hosted in Kenya because of our leadership in sustainable tourism.
Let's wrap this up with how travel advisors can learn more, train themselves, and contact you guys.
Thank you very much. We have an excellent program for travel advisors. It is our e-learning program, which we designed specifically to educate travel advisors on Kenya's diverse and authentic experiences. The program is called the Magical Kenya Travel Specialist, and it is available online. You can visit www.magicalkenyatravelspecialist.com. All you need to do is register, and you can begin your learning journey. Yes.
And then the normal URL for everyone is what? Kenya?
It's magicalkenya.com.
Yes.
That's where you can get
that.
Yes, magicalkenya.com is where you can get any information you want about the destination. And if you want to reach KTV, you can always write to myself. My email is behan@ktb.go.ke. For the US market in particular, you can write to my colleague Zablon. His email is zablon@ktb.go.ke.
Would you mind spelling that?
Zablon is Zablon. Zablon.
Okay, we're going out to 126,000 travel advisors. Some are selling Kenya, some are not. But what's your message to them?
To all the travel advisors out there, I encourage you to join the Magical Kenya Travel Specialist e-learning program to learn more about the destination and the diverse and authentic experiences that Magical Kenya has to offer. We say in Kenya, every visit is an adventure and every moment is a story waiting to be told. We look forward to hosting you in Kenya, and we thank you so much for your support this far. Thank you.
Betty, thank you.
Thank you.
And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.